Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We've talked to you last week and this week about times and the signs of the times. And we're especially looking at the book of Daniel. Folks, the church is not in the Old Testament. It is not a result of prophecy. The church is a revelation. And it was not revealed at all in the Old Testament. There's space for it between the 69th and 70th week, Daniel's 69th and 70th week. But there's no prophecy about it. The Bible says in the New Testament it was a hidden mystery. It was not revealed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. They didn't know anything about the church. It was not revealed until Paul came along, and the Lord kept Paul. Let's look a little bit at that right now. Let's look a little bit at Galatians. Galatians chapter, you know that Saul, you remember how he was chasing the church. He was Saul of Tarsus, and he was chasing this church, and he was going after them with slaughter in his mouth. And even when Stephen the martyr was stoned to death, Saul was consenting unto his death and held the clothes of the people that stoned Stephen. But Stephen prayed that all the people would be forgiven, and his prayers reached Saul. And God then was able to forgive Saul and change him into Paul the Apostle. Now he started out down to Damascus, and he had orders from the chief priest that he was going to, any of those he found along the way, he was going to arrest them. The Bible says he breathed out slaughters. Slaughter's a strong word. My dad was a butcher known for his meat. And I'm telling you, the slaughterhouse was one place he did not let us go, because he took the beeves and the meat all the way from when they were live cows. And they ended up then in his meat counter. And the slaughterhouse was a place of death and slaughtering. And so it says that it says in Acts, he breathed out slaughters against the church. But God arrested him. On the road to Damascus, a great light shined. And you know that Saul became Paul. He was born again. Now he tells us here, he is the one that got the revelation of the church. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John didn't have the revelation of the church. Peter didn't have it. He said, these teachings of Paul are hard to be understood. But they were given to the man Paul. And it's, you think that you would understand the church if you only read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because you've already read the letters. But you wouldn't. You would not know one thing about it. I was listening to Brother Hagin, and it's on his series, Hindrances to Healing. And I was listening to it in the car the other day, and he said, he brought this point out. If you just had Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you wouldn't know one thing about even why Jesus came, that he came to redeem us from the curse of the law. You wouldn't know any of that. You wouldn't know, because you have read the letters, you think you would. Now, the revelation of the church came to the Apostle Paul, and we see here in the book of Galatians, he writes it like this, Galatians 1:8. Verse 11. I certify unto you, brethren, that the good news which was preached of me is not after man. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So he said, I didn't get this from the apostles. What I preach, I got by direct revelation from Jesus. Imagine a man coming on this earth, and he even has to convince the apostles of the Lamb, the 12 apostles that walk with Jesus Christ, he has to convince them of a new revelation. But thank God he had the Holy Ghost to help him. Now, verse 15 of Galatians 1:15. When it pleased God, who separated me from my father's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the nations, the Gentiles, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia, and returned again unto Damascus. Now, we don't know how long he was in Arabia, but we know that he did not go to the apostles. Then it says, after 3 years, verse 18, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. After 3 years. But other of the apostles saw I none save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea, that's where Jerusalem is, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Then after 14 years, then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me, and I went up by revelation. The New American Standard says, it was because of a revelation that I went up. We know where he'd been 3 years in, and then 14 years. So we know it's 17 years before he really goes up to the apostles to see and present before them the good news, the revelation which he had. And even when he went to them, he went by revelation. So I'm sure that God was sure that the revelation of the church had come to Paul, and that the apostles were ready to receive that revelation, that the Gentiles could come into this body, the body of Christ, be seated at the right hand of the Father. Oh my goodness, these were marvelous things. But the church and all of it is, all the Bible is for the church, but not all the Bible is about the church. The part of the Bible that's about the church is Paul's revelation. And then the other New Testament letters after they too received the revelation of this marvelous being, the church, and who she is, the ecclesia, the body, or ecclesia, whichever way you say that word. It means a gathering, and we are a body. We are a body of Christ. Now, I wanted you to understand that difference, because the church is not, we are not, we don't have upon us what the Jewish nation does. The Jewish nation has upon it, they are a prophetic people. You watch them, and you know what time it is. It never says in the Bible, watch the church, and you'll know what time it is. It says, watch the Jews, and you'll know what time it is. Watch the fig tree, and you'll know what time it is. And so if you say God's through with the Jews, oh, you are hopelessly lost. You can't even begin to think what time it is, because you have shut down the time clock. You have your clock stopped ticking, but it is ticking. God's picked up with the Jews, and you can tell by what he's doing with them what time we are in. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he is speaking to Jews. He has Jewish people asking him Jewish questions. When we see in Luke 21, we're going to look at Luke 21, and we're going to look at Matthew 24. These are the same happenings. And Jesus went out and departed. This is Matthew 24, 1. And departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Herod the Great had rebuilt the second temple. And he had made it of huge stones that were remarkable. When we take people over there today, you can still see the western wall standing. And they look at the huge stones. They cannot see how did Herod's people move them in their times. And so this 34-year building project, Jesus has come out of the temple. It's very beautiful. It's gleaming there in the sunshine. And his disciples say to him, oh my, look at the buildings of this temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. This beautiful new temple. What is he talking about? I can just see them stepping back from him, because the temple's on Mount Moriah. We know from the next verse, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives. Some time has passed. They've walked down from the Temple Mount, Mount Moriah. They've walked through the Kidron Valley, and they're now over to the ridge of mountains called the Mount of Olives, which face the eastern side of the temple. And the Bible says that Jesus and his disciples often went there, to the Garden of Gethsemane, really. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, these are Jews, and they've got Jewish questions. Number one, tell us, when shall these things be? When will the temple be destroyed? And number two, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? They're talking about the age they're in. And they know that another age is coming. Isaiah prophesied it. An age when there will be the lions will play with the lambs, and the children will play over the holes of asps of snakes, and men will live very long lives, and there will be the kingdom established on the earth. The mountain of the Lord's house will come up out higher than all the other mountains. They said, when will be the end of this age and the beginning of that age? Now, they don't know anything about the church age. They don't know that it's going to be 2,000 years. These are Jews asking Jewish questions. They want to know when the kingdom is of the promised earthly kingdom is going to come. And so Jesus gives them an answer. And his answer is Luke 21, both the same account, different writers. He spoke to them a parable. Verse 29, behold the fig tree. In other words, watch the fig tree and all the trees. The fig tree is Israel. All the trees are the other nations of prophecy. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. He's talking about the earthly visible kingdom. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The generation that sees the fig tree bud, the generation that sees the nations of Daniel's prophecy take their place, shall not pass away until all things are fulfilled. We will look tomorrow at the times Jesus spoke about and the times of Daniel's, Nebuchadnezzar's vision, the times of Daniel's vision, and the times you and I live in, because we are looking for the Lord Jesus, and we can tell when it's time by watching these very words that Jesus told us to. Won't you come and be with us in Collinsville, Oklahoma, May 8th, 9th, and 10th at a Glorious Church Fellowship for an Awakening America Rally. 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.